Negro doctors 50 years ago or so just didn't get a chance to get as much education.
I'm quite sure they didn't, and I don't imagine now they do. Do they? I don't know. I don't, you know, down here we weren't used to them. I've had Negro dentists, but right over here on the corner from me, that big house over there, Dr. lives there. And they say he's a good doctor, but I've never tried him. In fact, I haven't needed any doctors. I've been blessed in health. Mm-hmm. I've worked. I haven't needed any doctor. But I had a sick spell in 64, a kind of a nervous spell. And there was an old woman living down in my house on Street. My father left this sister and I three little houses. And this old woman, she had two children. She was a girl. And she was she came from California. And she had, I think her husband quit out there, but a bunch of these young people, they aren't any good. So she lived there several weeks. I thought I'd give her a chance to try to pay her rent. Mm-hmm. But honey, she stayed there about 3 weeks and she didn't pay me any rent. Mm-hmm. And I went by there, it's just one block from church where I'm a member of. And I want you to know, my husband and I had been down there the weekend before and nailed up that house and told her to get out. She didn't have no furniture. She didn't have anything. And when I went down there, she had an old mattress my dog wanted to sleep on, and she'd picked it up out of the trash or somewhere. And she and those two children were lying on that old dirty mattress on the floor and hadn't gotten anything. Well, she wasn't going to pay me no rent. So I told her, I said, girl, didn't I tell you to get out of this house? Yes, but I just didn't have no. I said, well, you better find some place to go in now, mighty quick. And so I put her out of there, but she made me mad because my husband and I had been down there the week before and nailed up the house, and she broke the house open to get back in it to sleep. And so that's what made me mad, and I got nervous, and so I don't know what happened. I had a kind of a nervous spell. I didn't have a stroke, but I don't know what happened. I just wonder, I think back now and wonder what did happen. I was at church, and I just had a nervous spell, and one of my friends said, oh, Miss when it's that medicine, the doctor had put me on some pills. And she said she thought it was the pill the doctor had given me. But I don't know what it is. What it was, I'm still taking those pills that the doctor, G.M. and he's dead now, but he was a wonderful doctor. But then his office girl transferred us over to Dr. Gene. He's way out on Agnes, not Morgan Street. And he's our doctor now. We carried all this medicine out there and showed it to him, and he okayed all of it, and he said, well, first you just continue taking that medicine. Dr. Gene. So he's still our doctor. In fact, I don't know, my husband, he'll take a couple of buffers. And the doctor told me, my doctor who died, told me I could take a couple of Buffering occasionally. But honey, I don't take no Buffering, no aspirins, and no Anacins or any of that stuff. I just take that medicine he gave me. I don't take any of that stuff. He takes a couple of little Bufferings every morning. But I don't need them. And the doctor said I had high blood pressure, but you know, I took chiropractic.